is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Listener discretion, well, I don't know if it's advised, but for this one, it's definitely an adult topic here. And if you do got little kiddos that you don't want to explain things to, then hey, we're trying to give you a heads up. We try to do everything family friendly, and I think we'll do this the right way, but if you got little kids, maybe turn down the radio for a little bit. Talk about what they got going on today. This story is something that we were kind of talking about off air, and then we see this other article of a woman kind of saying the same thing that we were wondering about. There is a woman who is upset that her boyfriend shies away from flipping pancakes when Aunt Flo is in the house.
Yeah?
Yeah. So she says she's been with her guy for a while now. Like, it's getting serious. She could see them actually getting married. But she says she has a problem where 25% of the month she can't flip pancakes because he's grossed out by it and he just shies away. Apparently, he's a very good lover, you know, and he likes to make everybody happy. But he says, oh, sorry, closed till further notice.
That's
pretty
the
much.
One thing I won't do.
Yeah, he's like, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. So, what do you think about that? I mean, you're waiting till you're married.
I know. My virgin ears are just shooketh by this. So I really hope if you are in a relationship, whether you do or don't, we want to hear both sides. Like, why or why you don't.
833-JOE-ALEX. That sounded so cool together. 833-563-2539. Now, producer Porkchop, you have no say in this because you're a bro. But I'm wondering, live the web girl, or if anybody knows other women, what they think about this. Because, like, with me being a married man, I know for a fact that, you know what? I have a few times. I flip pancakes when that flows up in this house, up in the building. But that's not my thing. Like, I really honestly could totally leave that and not take it. Like, if Lindsay's like, we have to do this, how can you avoid me? I'd be like, I love you, but no thanks.
So for me, it's not my personal preference, but I do know a lot of friends who do it. I have friends that do it and will just leave like a towel down.
Okay.
And
okay,
I'm like,
okay.
Doesn't that kind of make you feel like you're a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then I have friends that will do it, but they reserve it to the shower.
Okay.
So they'll only do it in the shower, so it's kind of like cleaner and stuff like that. But it's not for me, and I know a lot of guys that it's like repulses them.
Can't we just take a week off? Listen, as a guy that wants it anytime I can we just not take a week off?
But see,
just
the thing
one
is,
week?
Sometimes it's the girls that actually specifically want it during
that's
that time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get that.
Because I feel like I have friends that tell me that it actually feels better because you're just more sensitive during that time. And
okay,
so
does anybody know
that,
if that's true or not?
That's what I've heard from friends. And then I have some friends that are just like, it's natural. It's not a big deal. He doesn't care. But I cannot imagine a less sexy time than that. Like, I would feel so unsexy.
Yeah, I know it's natural. Like, I don't want to get into, like, Liv yelling at me, like, how can you say that, Joe? Women have that. But it's just, that doesn't mean you have to do something then.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's not, like, part of your comfort level, which is fine. But, yeah, I mean, that is true. Girls' hormones during that time of month are raging. So, yeah, like, that does make sense that, like, girls want it then more than ever.
Would you say, Liv, more your friend, like your girlfriends want to do that or do not want to do it? Flipping pancakes when Aunt Flo's in the house.
They do want, like, their hormones are raging, so they very much like kind of, you know, like their hormones are raging. They're horny, okay? That's what I'm going
to
say.
Whoa, Liv. Just got
to
throw the H word out like that?
Like,
I'm hella horny right now.
But how do guys feel about this? Does if there is a guy that supposedly it doesn't bother you, like, I just don't even know that I could believe that it truly doesn't bother a guy. There is no way. If this was the other way around and a guy got Aunt Flo and he had his time of the month, I would be so grossed out by that.
Oh, well, you're scaring me now. I hope that never happens to me now.
I feel like guys that say that they're, I'm into it. I think they just like try to block it out in their mind and they just like close their eyes and don't try to think about what's actually happening.
Crystal's on the Joe and Alex Show. Crystal, hey, let's keep it clean for the kids that might be listening right now. But Aunt Flo's in town. Are you getting down flipping pancakes? What do you think?
So I'm down. You got to earn your red wings.
Okay.
Red wings.
I was waiting for somebody to drop that one, and Crystal coming in hot right there. Yeah, it doesn't bother you at all?
No.
And what does your partner think?
I feel like when Aunt Flo's in town, you want it more.
That's what we were wondering. So for you personally, because like I love Alex, but Alex doesn't know because she's waiting.
No.
So maybe one day she'll know, but right now she doesn't.
This is going to be a definitely an adult question. But I also wonder, in besides heterosexual relationships, in lesbian relationships,
I was gonna say, dudes don't have that.
They are willing to do that because you have to be way more up close and personal during that time if you are in a lesbian relationship as opposed to a guy. Because a guy, he can, you know...
You got some distance.
Yeah, you can keep some distance and still enjoy it. But for a girl, you got to really be down.
Exactly. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, I have a little bit of, like, a scientific perspective. So men's, like, spunk actually has hormones and, like, relaxin in it that can decrease cramping for women.
Wow, okay. Like,
interesting.
I'm cramping.
That's almost also like when people say, when your OBGYNs have said, I've heard, that when you're actually giving birth, if you can climax during birth, that it actually relieves the cramping and pain too, so to speak.
Well, wait, okay. I don't even want to know how that happens. That's a whole other scenario right there.
No.
Another time you can count me out of not going near there.
That isn't supposed to be happening as you're giving birth. I think it's like when you're contracting, like, you know, you and your partner do that before the pushing starts.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Like, it jump starts labor and that it helps you relax or something. I've heard that.
Oh yeah, baby, let's have this baby.
If also a side note, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you have climaxed while giving birth and what that was like.
Okay, please. I can only handle so much this morning. My ears are getting
It's an adult conversation this morning.
I don't feel like I'm mature enough for it. Tracy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We're talking about the situation with this woman that's mad that 25% of the month she can't flip pancakes with her guy because he's grossed out by Aunt Flo coming to town.
Yeah, so in my perspective, that's like one of the best times just because my hormones are raging. And for my partner, he doesn't seem to mind it. So, because I've asked, you know, like, hey, does that gross you out? And he's like, I'm a man. No, it doesn't. And we just either rinse off in the shower or put a towel down or
okay.
Whatever.
So similar to what Liv said with her friends do. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning and sharing that here with the Joe and Alex Show.
We got a tweet from someone at Joe and Alex Show that said, I was told, period, don't stop, nothing but a sentence.
let's go to Yoshi. We'll wrap it up with Yoshi. Hey, Yoshi, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you and your husband think about this?
Hey, so me and my husband are, you know, not to put his name out there, but we definitely do partake in the Red Wing program. So, okay. Yeah, women, I definitely suggest that you at least try it once because the sensitivity of it is the best you will ever have. So definitely take the leap. Don't be scared.
Now, Yoshi, how did you even like know about this? Just like you're like, okay, let's try this, babe, or how'd this happen?
Actually, he was such a freak that he turned me on to it.
No.
So I was like I was such a prude. So totally before I met him, I would have never done it. But when I met him, he totally turned me on to it, and he's the only guy I've ever done it with. But like, the guy has to actually know your body well enough to make it right. So,
now,
trust me,
say,
if you're with the right person, it's going to be good.
When you say that he's such a freak with it, would you say that he has a special fetish for red winging? Or no, he's just a freak, so he'll just try anything?
I would say that he has a special fetish for it for me. Like, he said that, you know, I'm the only one that he's, like, turned on by it. So, I think any other female, like, before me probably just wasn't. I don't know, like, they just weren't doing it for him, but for whatever reason, I just seem to have that magic touch, so he really enjoys it.
You know, I used to play this game called Pilot Wings on Nintendo 64, and it would always say, like, you earned your wings! Like, this totally changes that for me now.
Wow, okay.
Yes, absolutely. So women, don't be scared. Guys, don't be scared. Take the leap.
Thanks, Yoshi. Before this conversation we had this morning, only Red Wings I ever heard of was the Detroit Red Wings. It's a hockey team. So I guess you could say you learn something new every day here on the Joe and Alex Show.
You can still shoot your puck with this, but it's a lot different.
Ruben on Twitter said, all this talk about pancake flipping is making me hungry.
Okay, you know what, Ruben? Somebody always has to ruin a conversation. You're the one. Congratulations.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.